This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
Green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on a date.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good time.
Hello, everybody. A warm welcome once again to the show that goes like this, the revamped show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. If you didn't tune in last week and you're wondering why I'm now saying the revamped show that goes like this in that sort of slightly dramatic voice, it's because it's been revamped. There we go. I say revamped, we're still going to look at ridiculous holidays and celebrity birthdays and play tracks that you've suggested on social media, but some of the extra features I feel are bringing more to the show. Yes, once again tonight, we'll be heading over to our roving reporter, Scott Fish, and finding out what he's been up to at an important event that's occurred in the last 7 days. We'll have another big fake interview following the huge success of the inaugural big fake interview last week, where I sort of spoke to Tom Cruise. You'll have to find out what I'm talking about by tuning in. After 7 o'clock, the big fake interview will happen. Also, the prediction master made a prediction last week. Was the prediction master right or wrong? Will the prediction master be making a new prediction for this week? The answer is yes to all those things. And there will be an intense debate raging across the, I guess you won't be able to call it Twitterverse for too much longer. The X-verse, it's just weird, isn't it? People have been up in arms over people changing the name of their favourite social media app. Elon Musk, not endeared himself to many Twitter users, but there we go. Anyway, it's now called X, whether you like it or not, whether you've rebelled and tried to change. I saw videos telling you how to change the logo back from the X to the bird. But anyway, I'm really not that bothered, whatever it's called. It's a messaging service and enables you to be in touch with millions of people. But either way, some people are upset. Anyway, we may be talking about that. Well, we'll certainly have an intense debate raging across the soon-to-be ex-Twitterverse, but it will be raging nonetheless. And we will be embracing many of the ridiculous holidays that occur on this date. Have you been pinched? Have you been punched? It's the first of the month, yes. Hope you've had a good day so far today. The sun came out again, didn't it? I was travelling. I got back to Brentwood mid-afternoon. I think to describe it as blazing wouldn't be too far from the truth. So, yeah. Hopefully it's been nice for you wherever you are in the world. If you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas and are tuning in on FM, thank you very much for doing so. As you know, 98.0 FM, but spread the word. Tell someone that doesn't know. But remember, you could be anywhere in the world tuned in on a smart speaker just by asking it to play Phoenix 98 FM or via the internet, phoenixfm.com, and we have listen live links and webcam links so you can see what's going on in the studio too. If you have a Mixcloud account, you can join in the chat on the webcam feed at the box on the side. Marvellous. Well, what occurs on the 1st of August, other than people getting pinched and punched? Is it like April Fool's Day? There's a cut-off point with that, or you can just do it to people any time up until midnight? I'm not sure. I like to think it's one of those things, sort of by the evening, you're over it then, aren't you? You're like, no, don't do it anymore. I've already got a dead arm. Leave me alone. Anyway, what is going on the 1st of August? Well, did you know? For anybody with a spouse, a wife, or a fiancé, you can't celebrate this, but for everybody else, it's National Girlfriend's Day! Good luck to you. Have a lovely day if you have a girlfriend, or if you are a girlfriend. Wonderful. It's also, on the 1st of August, Planner Day! I don't really know what that entails. I know you can get a year planner, a diary, maybe a monthly planner, a termly planner if you're at school or college or university or something like that. It's a day to fill them in. Anyway, planner day today. Also, rather appropriately, 1st of August, officially recognised as Respect for Parents Day. And for all those animals out there that love to do so, and humans, today is also Play Ball Day. Sorry, what? Play Ball Day? Well, you're not allowed to on other days, or it's officially recognised today. I don't believe it. Also excitingly, it's Spider-Man Day. And if you're in the north of England, it's Yorkshire Day. And if you want to know further afield than days, all week, I'm only going to say this once, I certainly won't be dwelling on it, it's World Breastfeeding Week. And finally, who could forget, all throughout August, we've got many, many more days of it to look forward to. August is National Anti-Frizz Month. National Anti-Frizz Month. Oh, that is one of those where I hear that, and that is an officially recognised thing. All the days, weeks and months I've talked about are officially recognised. National Anti-Frizz Month. Just the fact that that exists is totally ludicrous. But we often embrace the totally ludicrous here on the show that goes like this. Stay tuned for loads of exciting features. Yes, our Roving Reporter will have some sort of hard-hitting information for us. And we will have a big fake interview with a very exciting star. I'm looking forward to that. Prediction Master back in the second hour of the show. And an intense debate raging across social media. So keep it here. We need a song to get us going musically tonight. Well, with it being Play Ball Day, I'm going to embrace tracks throughout the show that are to do with balls being round, circular, spherical, anything ball-shaped. If it links in some tenuous way or another on Play Ball Day, it will feature musically in tonight's show. And thank you to the many people who've been in touch on social media with song suggestions, such as Barry Liptrot, who suggested this from Our Miley.
Chained our hearts in vain, we jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away, I will always want you. I can never lie, running for my life, I will always want you. Came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Miley Cyrus starts us off musically then with the fabulous Wrecking Ball. Thank you to Barry Liptrop for that suggestion. Absolutely marvellous. I think it will whet your appetites rather than keep you in suspense for too much longer and say that our roving reporter, Scott Fish, will be coming up in about 15 minutes or so, and he may have some interesting cricket information for us. We all know what transpired over the weekend. What an amazing result to the final Ashes test of this series, ended with a satisfying 2-2 draw as England won the last test. Australia failed to win on English soil for the first time since 2001. We'll see what Scott Fish thinks about that fairly shortly. And tonight's big fake interview will be me talking to the one and only Margot Robbie. Movie star, star of Barbie, all over the place right now, but she's taken some time out to sort of speak to me on the Phoenix FM airwaves on the show that goes like this tonight. Amazing. Margot Robbie will be here at about 7 o'clock. And then after 7 o'clock, the prediction master will be back. We'll find out how his previous prediction went and whether his next prediction will be successful. So, yes, and I did say there would be an intense debate raging across the soon-to-be ex-Twitterverse, but the X-verse, whatever you want to call it. If you go there onto Twitter and you look at my profile at Ben Sim Radio, maybe this will change following England's result against China earlier on today in the Women's World Cup. A veritable trouncing 6-1, ensuring England finished top of the group and progressed to the last 16. The intense debate raging is now asking, are you bothered about the Women's World Cup? Simple yes or no answer. Well, last week we found out more people were excited about Oppenheimer than Barbie. What's going to happen with this one? Are you bothered about the Women's World Cup? Yes or no? At the moment, the no's have it, but of course, that could all change. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, single click or tap to cast your vote. That will be fabulous. Well, I'm looking forward to everything that's going to be going on in the show. You should be as well. Don't go anywhere. In the meantime, thanks to Ian Lee, former friend of this station. Fabulous. He used to hand over to me. He used to be a drive time presenter a couple of years back. And who could forget the legendary broadcaster Ian Lee and his cleaning lady Winnie as well. Sadly, Winnie didn't suggest this. It was Ian himself. But he suggested the Sugar Babes and Round Round. Only too happy to oblige, sir.
I'm not afraid to die. see I've done. But without you, thought that I couldn't be long. Never thought that you could be so cruel. You need some friend.
Won't be by yourself.
Let's go round and round and round and round and round.
Round and round, baby, round and round, spinning out on me. I don't need no man, my kids for free. Oh, girl, that's the fight, gonna be down low. I don't need nobody, but my honey's when I go round, baby, round and round, spinning out on me. I don't need no man.
Phoenix FM.
Sugar Babes and Round Round playing all tracks suggested by you lovely leg end listeners that link to Play Ball Day, which it is today, 1st of August. Get a ball, play with it. Also, if you have an animal, get a ball and play with it. The animal will be pleased. Do it now. Unless you have a hamster. Although they can roll around in those balls, can't they? Although it does give it opportunities to go all kinds of wrong places, but there you go. Anyway, yes, loads of stuff still to come up on tonight's show that goes like this. Roving reporter in about 10 minutes or so. Scott Fish talking about cricket. Exciting. Big fake interview with Margot Robbie around about 7 o'clock. Prediction Master later on. We may have time to go to the weird world of news as well. Celebrity birthdays will be squeezed in, so don't go anywhere. Loads of great stuff still to come on tonight's episode. And thanks to everybody that's got involved and made musical suggestions. Very, very grateful. If you have a girlfriend, I hope you're celebrating them because it's National Girlfriends Day. If you've made plans, I hope you've written it down because it's National Planner Day. If you have parents, I hope you respect them because it's Respect for Parents Day. If you have a ball, enjoy it. It's Play Ball Day. If you like comic books and Marvel films, it's Spider-Man Day. If you live up north, it's Yorkshire Day. If you are a newborn baby, it's World Breastfeeding Week. And if you have particular kinds of hair, it is National Anti-Frizz Month throughout August. All those things, genuinely true. Huge thanks to Lynn Parry on social media who suggested tonight's next track. Nice one, Lynn. Ocean Colour Scene.
Through the window, and I know
Phoenix FM.
Ocean Colour Scene and The Circle. Thanks to Ling Parry for suggesting that one. Well, in the blink of an eye, things can change. The intense debate raging throughout tonight's show. Are you bothered about the Women's World Cup? It has all changed. Now, 64% of the vote says yes. 36% saying no. If you feel strongly about it, cast your vote at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. At Ben Sim Radio will get you there. And then single click or tap to cast your vote. Are you bothered about the Women's World Cup? It'll be at the top of the profile because it was the last thing that was posted. Get involved. Fabulous, you're all legends. Okay, we'll have another track. And then after that, we'll be going over to our roving reporter, Scott Fish. Excited about it? Oh, yes. And let's have another track. I can't remember who it was suggested by. I normally write these things down because they're quite important. So I feel like I've let everybody down by not writing this one down. And I'm kind of just rambling while I desperately try and find it. who was it? Come on. I've seen the name. I've seen the track suggested multiple times by people. It was Rob Harvey. How did I not write his name down? He's on after me later. Oh, dear. Synth City. We'll be back tonight from 8 o'clock with Rob Harvey. Thanks, Rob, for this one. Belinda Carlisle, then Scott Fish.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And courtesy of Rob Harvey, fellow Phoenix FM presenter, that was Belinda Carlisle's Circle in the Sand. Right, I'm excited. I'm sure you are too. Let's find out what Scott Fish has been up to this week.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, over we go once again to the show that goes like this. Roving reporter Scott Fish. Scott.
Good day from you. How are you?
Yeah, very well. You sound like you might be in an area with not 100% signal, which is interesting as we sent you to the Oval for the fifth Ashes test match, the one that finished so amazingly. How have you got on this week, Scott?
Okay, so when you phoned me to tell me the assignment for roving,
yeah,
we had quite bad signal then, if you remember. So I only caught snippets of what you were saying.
Right.
And I think I've misunderstood quite seriously where you wanted me to go, Ben.
Hang on, Scott. So obviously it was the culmination of an amazing Ashes cricket series, England versus Australia, emotional final test at the Oval, the Kia Oval in Surrey, obviously South London. Where have you ended up, Scott?
Right, yeah, I can see where the mistake went, Ben. I'm actually, it's not the Kia Oval, I'm at the Oval Office in Washington, D.C. in America.
The Oval Office in the White House?
That's the thing. I thought this was a fantastic place to go roving. You know, I've been out here for a few days now. I've made a lot of new friends. The Secret Service men are great. They always keep me company. They're always checking up on me, finding out what I'm up to.
Yeah.
You know, they've become companions. You know, they're all the way.
Well, all that bothers me, first of all, I'm impressed you've managed to get inside the Oval Office and befriend Secret Servicemen, so you're clearly good as a reporter, but the roving element has gone wrong, because we only gave you expenses for a taxi to South London, so how did you get to Washington?
Well, it turns out the taxi to South London from the studios in Brentwood is about the same as a flight to Washington, so you can see why it was an easy mistake to make.
Right, well, just put your receipts in as normal and we'll get the finance department to deal with it. All right, well, obviously there's a breakdown in communications, but, well, have you managed to speak to the president at all?
Well, this is the weird thing, because you were saying you were impressed that I got here, he's been showing me around, so he got the Secret Serviceman, because he was like, he was very busy, and he was like, I'm happy to show you around, but I'm not going to be available. I've got, like, summits and nuclear weapons to deal with.
Yeah.
So when I'm not available, the Secret Service will take me around. So I've been spending a lot of time with Joe Biden and his wife, and, I've even been looking after the laptop for his son as well, so...
That's really good of you, Scott. But before we dwell on that or get into any potential issues, let's move away from that and just ask. I mean, we were hoping to talk to you about the cricket. Does Joe Biden know anything about cricket?
He really doesn't. It's quite surprising. Although he has taken me to the Washington Baseball Stadium,
right?
And said this is the newest thing they've got to it, and I saw a lot of it. So I felt like it was a cricket match.
Well, that's good. I think we lost some of the details of that, Scott. It makes sense because the Secret Service would be blocking external phone calls to some extent. But can I just ask, does Joe Biden know his silly mid-off from his third man, and have you bowled him a googly?
I'll tell you what, Joe Biden's got a sticky wicket, that's all I'm going to say.
Well, Scott, I don't think there's too much more we can find out from your trip. Very impressive. The Oval Office, you've spoken to the president. I wish I'd made more of that. I was hoping to find out about Stuart Broad's emotional final Ashes moment. Did you hear about that over there?
Well, funny enough, the president phoned Stuart Broad to sort of congratulate him on a stellar career.
Right.
And I got to have a long conversation with him, but because it was on the president's...
Oh, Scott, have we lost you there? Scott, I think you've gone out of range. Well, we've momentarily lost Scott Fish. We'll hope we can get him back at some point in the future, next week or when he's back from Washington or when he's stopped talking to those Secret Servicemen. Scott Fish, thanks very much.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM. FM.
Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Round, brackets, Like a Record. Yes, fantastic, great track. Thanks to Stuart Anthony for suggesting that one. Scott Fish, stuck in Washington. I notice he said that the price of a flight to Washington was about the same as a taxi to the Oval. Was he just talking about a one-way flight? I'm just interested to find out how he's going to get back. Anyway, Scott Fish will be sent somewhere better. Although, the Oval Office, if I'd known he was going there, I could have planned so much more. Oh, Scott, I've tried to get him back. He's still out of range. Obviously, been apprehended by Secret Service men. He said they were showing him round. They may be showing him to a very dark, disused room right now. But best of luck, Scott, getting back. Thanks for your input, as ever, our roving reporter, Scott Fish there. And then Dead or Alive from Stuart Anthony, great suggestion, made on social media. Remember, we love interactivity on the show that goes like this. Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on formerly Twitter, now X app. I noticed as well, it's a bit sad, they're not called tweets anymore, they're called posts. Yeah, and it's not a retweet anymore, it's a repost. Crikey, they are really getting rid of everything Twittery, aren't they? Wants to turn it into a super app like the Chinese app, WeChat, apparently. And over here, we can't imagine what WeChat does. But if you're in China, it's basically a mixture of WhatsApp, Facebook, Apple Pay, Uber Eats, all in one. It's one app that does everything. And that's what Elon Musk wants, a super app. There we go. Marvellous. Would he ever consider calling it Ring of Fire app? You know, that would be a little bit bizarre, but it'd link nicely to the next track from Simon Bernard, who wants Johnny Cash.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire. The ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. But the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of
fire. Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire. If you join us late and you're wondering why I'm playing songs like Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire, it's because the 1st of August, amongst other things, is Play Ball Day. Yeah, we should all be excited. We should all play ball. And if you're a radio DJ, you should play tracks that link to balls, circles, spheres and going round. So therefore, Ring of Fire, perfectly apt. And thanks to Simon Barnard for suggesting it, as ever. Marvellous when people get involved on social media in the run-up to the show. So many people's track suggestions have made it into tonight's show. Keep listening to find out if yours has made it, if you haven't heard it yet. Now, I always promise celebrity birthdays. I haven't delivered on it yet this week. Shall we do it? Well, 1st of August, and today, Aquaman actor and Game of Thrones star Jason Momoa is 44 today. Film director Sam Mendes is 58 today. Ex-England and Premier League goalkeeper David James is 53 today. Politician Amber Rudd is 60 today. Actor Adrian Dunbar is 65 today. Another politician, Oliver Dowden, is 45 today. And had he survived, Claudius, the fourth emperor of Rome, would have been 2013 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And of course, if it's your birthday on the 1st of August, very many happy returns of the day to you as well from the whole team here at the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Well, let's have another track. Still to come, the big fake interview with Margot Robbie coming up about 7 o'clock. Prediction Master back in the second hour of the show. And we'll be carrying on looking at the intense debate raging on Twitter. Are you bothered about the Women's World Cup? It's getting close, the votes. Still edging in front for yes rather than no. I was impressed that England won 6-1 today. That was marvellous. And Lauren James seems to have made a big name for herself at this World Cup, if she wasn't a big enough name in the women's game already. Wonderful. Now, we just had Ring of Fire. Let's keep that theme going with some great balls of fire, courtesy of Paul Saunders.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and you knew me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twitch all my thumbs. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. And Mr. Rock is just great balls of fire. Sure. You're fine, so kind. You tell this world that you're mine. Ain't you trying to kill that I quit on my thumb? Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, just great balls of fire.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
I know what you're thinking. You've just heard Jerry Lee Lewis, and quite quickly you'd love to hear the Beach Boys. That's unbelievable. I'm only too happy to oblige. Thanks to Naomi Tagg for suggesting I Get Around. I don't know what you're saying there, Naomi, but I'm taking it as a compliment.
Round, round, get around, I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
I get around.
for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, the Beach Boys most certainly get around, and thanks to Naomi Tag, they've been featured on tonight's show here on Phoenix FM. Hope your 1st of August is still going well. How are we 51 minutes into this show already? Absolutely ridiculous. I'm enjoying it. Hope you are too. Hope you enjoyed hearing from Scott Fish, our brand new roving reporter. He didn't quite make it to the Grand Prix in Hungary last week, and he didn't quite make it to the fifth and final Ashes test, England versus Australia at the Oval, that concluded just a couple of days ago. But he did make it to the Oval Office, thanks to a breakdown in communications. Yes, the Oval Office in Washington, and met the President. Impressive, although he got cut off while he was reporting, but apparently seems to be okay. I think he may be forced to pay for his own return flight home, but anyway, that's for him and human resources to deal with, not me. Still, that was amazing, wasn't it? That England-Australia final test match. And I think with all of them, it's such a shame that Old Trafford one got washed out, because it did look like we were in the most dominant position we'd been in any of the tests, and then basically lost 2 days to rain where we would surely have won. And that would have meant a 3-2 win for England in the Ashes, wrenching it back from the Australians. But they did fail to win on English soil, thanks to that final fifth test win for England, making the series a draw overall. And if you wanted to pick a way to retire, you could not get a more perfect end than what happened for Stuart Broad. Absolutely incredible. The only way it would have been more perfect if it was to win the Ashes, but just imagine this. He's the first person in the history of the game to do this. But what are the chances? If you put a bet on this before this test match, even once he'd announced his retirement, that for the final ball he faced while batting, he would hit a six, and for the final ball he bowled while bowling, he would end the test match winning it for England and take the last wicket. What odds would you have got on that? Absolutely incredible. He hit six runs at the end of an over, and then James Anderson was out in the next over, so Broad didn't have to face any more balls. So his final act batting for England was to score a six, and then his final act bowling for England was to take the last two wickets. Obviously, by taking the last wicket that was required for victory, it meant the end of the test match. So his final ball bowling was to achieve a wicket, and not just a wicket, but to win the test match, the final wicket. Unbelievable, absolutely brilliant. So pleased for him, he's done well. The stats show he comes to the fore when he plays in Ashes tests for England, and his best figures are often in those matches. 8 for 15 at Trent Bridge a few years back in that Ashes series. Incredible that was. But yeah, overall an amazing performance, an amazing cricketer. Huge congratulations to Stuart Broad. He said he wanted to retire at the top. I don't think there can be any doubt he's done that after an amazing Ashes series. I certainly enjoyed it. Hope you guys did as well. Right, let's get more music on the airwaves then. Let's get this suggestion from Stephen Frosdick on social media in the run-up to the show. Bit of Spandau Ballet, Round and Round.
Well, I don't have to be so wise. You're just my and I will fantasize something more or less to make things started. We're the artisans and we've been crafted. I wanna be a magical mystery. I wanna be a final history. This is the news. What I give to you. This is all about the circle.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. That was Spandau Ballet, Round and Round, played because Stephen Frosdick suggested it. Thank you so much for getting involved, getting interactive. Yes, plenty more tracks still to come from tonight's show, and all the tracks linked to the fact that the 1st of August is Play Ball Day. Very excited. I've just found a weird thing online as well that links to the fact it's also Yorkshire Day today. So if you're in Yorkshire, enjoy the fact it's your day. If you're not in Yorkshire, go there if you're close enough to. If you're not close enough to, appreciate that Yorkshire's there. All right, that's everything we should do, I feel, on Yorkshire Day. Although I will talk to you about some of the more interesting slang Yorkshire terms. Although the article I've just seen online is like someone's never spoken English before. It's like, yeah, all right, they've missed the H-E off of the and you can't cope with it. I'll explain later, but we'll be looking at some interesting Yorkshire slang terms a little bit later on in the show. After the next track, it's time for tonight's big fake interview with Margot Robbie, star of Barbie, star of multiple movies, Harley Quinn from Suicide Squad, and many more. She was in Wolf of Wall Street when she shot to fame and has done a huge body of work, and I'll be delighted to almost be talking to her on the show that goes like this. After this next track, which was suggested by Dale Warren, amazing. Here's Post Malone and Circles.
Take a breath.
Phoenix FM.
Post Malone circles, thanks to Dale Warren. Now, are you ready for the big fake interview? I think you are. Let's do it.
The big fake interview.
Well, tonight I'm so excited to be talking to Margot Robbie, so hot right now, star of Barbie. And Margot, thanks for being here on the show that goes like this. Is it nice to have a break from the regular press junket?
Yeah, of course.
And how did you prepare for being here on Phoenix FM?
I had a nice cup of tea and I went for a swim.
Okay, that's lovely. And can I ask, were you impressed when your driver pulled up outside the studios with the Phoenix FM sign outside?
No, that's just kind of there.
Fair enough. Now, I must ask, you're all over the world promoting Barbie at the moment, and now you've spent some time in Brentwood. Are you going to miss anything about Brentwood once you leave?
I miss the thunderstorms.
Wow, unusual answer. Okay, well, that's all this sort of opening pleasantries out the way. Shall we get on with the real nitty-gritty of the interview then, Margot?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I must ask, how are you hoping to be feeling at the end of this interview on the show that goes like this?
I want to be surprised, but also satisfied.
Well, I'll do my very best for you, but I have to warn you, there is a chance I might let you down.
That's true.
Well, has my approach to this interview put you at ease, made you feel comfortable? How does it compare to other interviews you've done being hot off a press tour?
The approach is similar. The process always changes.
Okay, then, and have you got any advice for me with regards to the entire show? I know you've listened extensively to the back catalogue of the show that goes like this. Is there anything you don't like or anything you'd change about it?
Non-creatives making creative decisions.
Yeah, yes, thank you. Yeah, I hope you're listening, producers of the show that goes like this. Just leave all the creative decisions up to me in the future. All right, now, Margot, be honest. What would you give this show out of 10?
A 2.
Yeah, a bit cheeky there, but thank you. All right, well, I know you don't have much time. We're going to wrap it up round about there. Thanks so much for being here, Margot. I really appreciate it. Best of luck with Barbie. And remember, being completely honest, I know you're an actress, but you can tell me really how you felt about this interview tonight.
It was the best ever.
I knew it. Margot Robbie, thank you very much.
The big fake interview.
Phoenix FM.
Something won't go.
Phoenix FM.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes, that was Kylie spinning around. And before that, the big fake interview with Margot Robbie. I'm outraged. She gave this show a 2 out of 10. But then I think we heard a true answer when she said it was the best interview she'd ever had. If you missed any of that and are wondering what the heck's gone on, then you can catch up on my blog page on the Phoenix FM website from tomorrow morning, phoenixfm.com. Go to schedule, go to Tuesday, click on the show that goes like this at 6 p.m. It will take you to my personal blog page and all previous episodes are available there. The excitement literally goes on and on. Well, quite a lot more tracks to look forward to tonight, many of which have been suggested by you lovely Leg End listeners. And we've also got Prediction Master to come very shortly, and the result of the intense debate, which is probably only able to be raging for about another 35 minutes, something like that. Are you bothered about the Women's World Cup? Is the question that's been asked on Twitter/X, whatever you want to now call it. Just a simple yes or no voting system. Single click or tap to cast your vote at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. At Ben Sim Radio. It will be at the top of the profile. The first thing will be that poll. Single click or tap to cast your vote. Why not give it a retweet as well, so then more people get to experience the sheer intensity and excitement of the intense debate on the show that goes like this. Now, here's another track we didn't expect to hear on these very airwaves, courtesy of our own Patrick Shearing. That's what I love about the show that goes like this. Many other Phoenix FM presenters have been in touch and made song suggestions. Thank you very much to everyone. This is Harry Chapin and Circle.
Sunrise and sundown, the moon rolls through the nighttime till the daybreak comes around. All my life's a circle, but I can't tell you why. The season's spinning round again, the years keep rolling by. It seems like I've been here before, I can't remember when, but I got this funny feeling that I'll be back once again. There's no straight lines make up my life, and all my roads have bends. There's no clear-cut beginnings, and so far no dead ends. I've found you a thousand times, I guess you've done the same. But then we lose each other, it's just like a children's game. But as I see you here again, the thought runs through my mind. Our love is like a circle, let's go round one more time. Oh, all my life's a circle, sunrise and sundown, the moon rolls through the night time till the daybreak comes around. Till the daybreak comes around.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
For an update on the intense debate, stay right here. Thank you for that song suggestion, Patrick Shering, fellow Phoenix FM presenter. Yes, and all the tracks, if you just joined us, linked to the fact that the 1st of August is Play Ball Day. Yes, it's other days, many other days. National Girlfriends Day, Planner Day, Respect for Parents Day, Spider-Man Day, A-Up, it's Yorkshire Day. And also, all week, it's World Breastfeeding Week. And all month, it's National Anti-Frizz Month. The intense debate, are you bothered about the Women's World Cup? Now is 62% of voters say yes, 38% say no. If you feel strongly, cast your vote at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter or X. Single click or tap to cast your vote. Give it a retweet. More people will see it. More people will get involved. It's an ever-evolving thing. Fabulous. Right. Plenty more tracks still to come. Prediction Master news, some news on Yorkshire slang, and the result of that intense debate will be revealed all in the next 43 minutes and 17 seconds. That is literally fabulous. Now, thanks to Dennis Pellwine, who suggested Elton John and Circle of Life.
We'll be right back.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Hope you're having a fabulous Tuesday evening. Yes, it's the 1st of August. Yeah, weather not totally amazing, but it was nice and sunny earlier. Apparently we might get some more sun towards the end of the month. Anyway, while I say let's forget about dreary things and let's be excited to focus on Yorkshire on the 1st of August, which is Yorkshire Day. Don't forget as well, all month in August, it's National Anti-Frizz Month. No idea why, absolutely ridiculous. But anyway, it's Yorkshire Day on the 1st of August, and I found an article online that embraces some Yorkshire slang, and it's trying to tell people how to decipher Yorkshire slang. But it is written clearly by a journalist who's just not got a basic grasp of what it's like to live in Britain. I think, you know, the things they're explaining, if you don't know, have you not seen Emmerdale? I know I was fortunate enough to go to university in Yorkshire. I went to Leeds University, which was fabulous. So maybe I got a bit more used to the dialect than some, but it's not like it's completely alien and ludicrous, the things they're explaining anyway. This is what the article says. Yorkshire is known for its rolling hills, historic villages and cricket legends. But one thing more famous than its legendary Yorkshire puddings is its rather confusing local slang that outsiders simply cannot understand. Local folk have their own culture and lifestyle, as well as their own language, which includes unusual dialects and popular sayings like, "Hey op, cock," which actually means "hello dear" to other Brits. Yeah. Right, brilliant. Okay, let me get through this as quickly as possible. How do? How do? It's a casual greeting to say hello and can be replaced by "now then" or "hey up," which both mean the same thing. How do? If someone in Yorkshire said to you, "how do," and you didn't know they meant, "all right, how's it going?" you'd kind of be a bit weird, wouldn't you? Anyway, scran. Scran simply means food. A bread cake is a bread roll, and dinner is lunch for northerners, where you might have a sarnie, brackets, sandwich, or spice, brackets, confectionery. Or you could go wild and have a full dressing, which is a pork sandwich with everything on. Okay. Mardy. If you hear somebody say, "stop being so mardy," it means you're acting moody or sulky. Really? I had no idea. Just like in the famous Arctic Monkeys song, "Mardy Bum." The opposite would be chuffed, which means you're extremely happy or over the moon. Dead. Right, you would use "dead" to exaggerate a word or phrase or add emphasis. For example, you could say, "that class was dead hard." Or you could use "reet" instead of saying "very." I can't carry on with this article, it's so ludicrous. If someone from Yorkshire came up to you and said, "that was dead good, that," if you didn't realise "dead" meant "very," there would be something wrong with you. I need to just play music and certainly stop looking at the internet. Right, more tracks that relate to Play Ball Day. Thanks to Ellie from Beckles, who wants to hear Daft Punk. Amazing.
Around the world.
Every time I hear that song, I think, how do they come up with the lyrics?
Phoenix FM.
Daft Punk and Around the World. This is the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM with me, Ben Simmons, with you for another 30 minutes this evening. After I go off the air at 8 o'clock, Rob Harvey will be in after the news with Synth City, so keep it here. Always great programming on a Tuesday night. And then the playlist after him to take you through to Destination Dawn, at which point that will go for a while, and Mike Porter will be back tomorrow morning for another Breakfast Time extravaganza. Now, before I go any further, I'd like to say a special hello this evening to two young people who are visiting the southeast of England, regularly living in Shropshire, I believe. They've come down to Dartford in Kent and are staying with some good friends of mine, Ron and Chris. And so a special hello to Millie and Isaac from Shropshire. You're having a wonderful time. I've been very impressed to see some of the arts and crafts you've been involved with, some of the football injuries you've got involved with, some of the parties that have happened, including the now world-renowned game Mexican Train. Very exciting. But I hope you're listening, Millie and Isaac. Lovely to meet you, and I hope you're having a fantastic time. So long may it continue. You got a shout out on the airwaves on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM at the very least. Marvellous, great stuff. Take care, look after yourselves, and however long you're around for, I hope you continue to have lots of fun and make everybody happy. That's what it's all about. Absolutely marvellous. Right, let's play another track. After the next track, we're going to look at Prediction Master. How well he did last week, what he's going to be doing this week. In the meantime, here's Wet, Wet, Wet.
Love is all around me, and so the feeling grows. It's written on the wind, it's everywhere I go. Oh, yes, it is. So if you really love me, come on and let. My mind's made up by the way that yours to me, and I give mine to you. I need someone beside me in everything I do.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Wet, 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 and love is all around. 25 minutes left of the show that goes like this tonight. And right now, I think it's time for the Prediction Master.
Prediction Master.
Now, if you didn't hear this last week, it began last week. I am the self-proclaimed prediction master, and I'm pleased to say, yeah, while predicting, and pleased to say, I don't know how you can be pleased, but I am it. And I'm also very pleased to say, I didn't predict that would happen, did I? I'm very pleased to say that last week's prediction was correct. So I have 100% record of correct predictions. Yes, I've only made one as prediction master, but it was right. I predicted, and bear in mind, you know, the jeopardy in the prediction. I predicted England would win the final test against Australia. There was a point on that final day where I thought my prediction quite literally had gone down the pan, up the wall, all around the world and back again. But it did come true. Yes, England were victorious. Prediction Master predicted England would beat Australia in that final Ashes test. The rain tried to stop me. Australia tried to stop me. But England got it done. So, last week's prediction was correct. What is this week's prediction? Well, on Sunday, there is the Community Shield football match for men taking place at Wembley Stadium. Arsenal versus Manchester City in the Community Shield, the traditional curtain raiser to the Premier League football season. And it always features the winners of the league versus the winners of the FA Cup. And I think as... did Man City do the double? Yeah, they won both, didn't they? I think as that happened, Arsenal as second place in the league get to take part in the Community Shield. So it's Arsenal versus Manchester City. You may think this isn't too difficult a prediction because it's a 50-50 chance with two teams involved. I'm going to say Manchester City will win the Community Shield. Prediction Master says Manchester City will win the Community Shield match. They lost last year's to Liverpool. I remember that very well. But yes, Prediction Master says Manchester City will win the Community Shield.
Prediction Master.
Phoenix FM.
Here's the Average White Band.
Do
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes. Average White Band, let's go round again. Now, I'd like to pay a quick visit to the weird world of news. We looked at some Yorkshire slang earlier, which can only be described as a derisory article. This one's a little bit more serious, and it's more like a home help life hacks style thing. Basically, experts, and I don't know how you become a washing machine expert, but experts on washing machines have advised members of the public what they shouldn't put in their washing machine because it can cause damage to the item and to the machine. So if you've ever done this, maybe think twice before you do it again. Experts recommend never putting your shoes in the washing machine. It can damage both the shoes and the machine. The tumbling action can scratch the drum, and the shoes themselves may lose their shape or cause imbalances, leading to loud vibrations during the spin cycle. Instead, shoes should be cleaned by hand using a soft brush and mild detergent. Experts also said not to put backpacks or bags with metal parts in the washer, as it can damage the drum and harm the items inside. The weight of the bag may cause balance issues too. It's better to spot clean it or hand wash it. Also, if you're considering, this sounds like common sense, but maybe some people don't have it. If you're considering putting a stuffed animal inside a washing machine, make sure it doesn't have batteries or electric components, as that could damage the washer and the item itself may be damaged. Spot cleaning or using a damp cloth is a safer option. Pet beds with loose filling should be avoided. Pet beds that have loose filling like foam beads or shredded foam should not be washed in a washing machine. The filling can clump together, causing imbalances, damaging the washing machine's motor. Additionally, pet hair and fur can clog the machine's filter and drainage system. So those are the big no-nos in your washing machine. Shoes, backpacks or bags, stuffed animals or toys, and pet beds with loose filling. Don't say you don't learn things on the show that goes like this. That is the sheer excitement for now. Now I'm going to play the next two tracks quite quickly together. Well, yeah, am I? Yes. Yes. Because I love finding tracks that just seem to fit together, basically, from juxtaposition purposes. So first of all, we're going to have one telling you not to turn around, and then we're going to have one telling you to turn around. Why is this happening? In case you just joined us, it's play ball day, so all the tracks are linked to things that are round, spherical, circular, or going round. Turning around therefore counts. Someone doesn't want you to, someone wants you to. Here's Aswad, don't turn around, they say.
I'm gonna be Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So remember, that was Aswad, and they say very clearly, don't turn around. So that's fine. We all know not to turn around. Oh, but hang on. Here's Fats and Small. As far as they're concerned, turning around is absolutely fine. So turn around as much as you like. Really should mix these songs together. That's an accident waiting to happen, isn't it? Well, I'm not sure what to do now. Fats and Small say you've got to turn around, and Aswad quite clearly before that said don't turn around. So we're just stuck in perpetual confusion of whether we should turn or not, I suppose. Anyway, we've almost come to the end of tonight's show, just time to sum it all up. And before I do that, really, I need to tell you the final result of the intense debate. England had a great win in the Women's World Cup against China today, 6-1, their final group game. They've made it through to the last 16. And I asked in my intense debate, are you bothered about the Women's World Cup? Final vote, 62% of voters said yes, 38% said no. So, yep, more people than not bothered about the Women's World Cup. There will be another intense debate raging next week. Thanks to everyone that requested tracks in tonight's show. Barry Liptrot, Ian Lee, Lynn Parry, Stuart Anthony, Simon Bernard, Paul Saunders, Naomi Tagg, Stephen Frosdick, Rob Harvey, Dale Warren, Patrick Sharing. It's all been fabulous. We've learnt some Yorkshire slang. We've learnt what not to put in a washing machine. Our roving reporter, Scott Fish, didn't quite get to the Ashes Oval Test match. He somehow ended up in the Oval Office. But anyway, my fake interview as well this week, big fake interview, was with Margot Robbie. Very, very exciting. And Prediction Master correct that England would win against Australia. And we'll see whether he's correct again as he predicts Arsenal Man City Community Shield. He's going for a Manchester City win. There we go. Well, like I said, Rob Harvey up next, so don't go anywhere. Just before I finish, time to quickly ask Rihanna what she made of the show, as ever.
That was quite a show, very entertaining, but it's over now.
Thanks, Rihanna. Absolutely right once again. Track to play us out, then. It's been Play Ball Day. Something else with the word round in it? You bet. Here's Lisa Stansfield. I'll be back next week. Bye for now.
I don't know where my baby is, but I'll find him somewhere, somehow. I've got to let him know how much I care. I'll never give up looking for my baby.
He nearly